Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to Shay Renee and Friends. Guys, it is June 23rd, Tuesday. It was a beautiful day today. We got to see the sun. Most of all, the snow is gone, but it was definitely a beautiful day. I kind of lounged today, laid around. You know what snow days do to you? They get you stuck in the house, and then they get you to watching movies, and yeah, that's what the snow day did to me, and so I've been having a hard time getting out of that that whole routine of sitting up watching movies. But the thing about the movies, and I'm not just laying around not doing anything because I'm sitting around watching movies, because I'm always finding some symbolism in whatever I'm looking at or listening to, or, you name it. And so I'm always finding some symbolism in whatever I'm doing. And so I'm watching these movies, and I'm going to go over the movies because I've been in like this movie mania kind of thing. And so the crew is here tonight. Sister Estherine, hello, children of the Most High. I'm so happy to be here. And thank you, Shay, once again. Thank you. Well, thank you too, sister. And we have the Coochie Queen.
Well, hello there, Shay, and hello there, world. Oh, I'm so happy to be here, as always. And I'm so happy to bring you some weekly relationship and your coochie news. Thank you, Shay.
Well, thank you, too, Coochie Queen. And Meanling, she is still out of the country. She is going to be back. She has found her a beau. They are making plans. And so Meanling will surely be tying the knot. And I don't know, are we going to go to, she's actually in Japan right now. Ladies, do you want to plan a trip there and go to her wedding?
Well, I would love to. I've never been. I love the pretty colors in the kimonos. Kimonos, isn't that what you say? The kimonos? Yeah. I like them.
Well, it sounds awesome. I think I would probably like to go too. And it's just a beautiful thing when you find love. And so I'm so happy for Meanling. We miss you, darling. We miss you.
Yes, we do miss you, baby. We miss you. We can't wait for you to get back. I mean, who does the sister have to argue with now since you gone? I mean, I can't argue with nobody else. Shay don't argue with nobody. It don't matter what you say. It's all that weed. She just don't argue with nobody. You know? I mean, you try to sit up here and get up on that skin, she still won't argue with you.
I ain't got time, sister. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to bust your bubble. But the older I get, the wiser I get with how I exert my energy. So I apologize that I'm not that fighting feline no more. You know, but don't get it twisted now. Don't let the smooth taste and the smell fool you now.
Well, I know that. That's why I be messing with you about trying to get you to y'all get all riled up and you won't join the party. It's easy for me to get social.
Well, yes, it is. Because you know how to, you just know how to do stuff. And you don't need to be doing it. And then you get me all hot and bothered. And then my man ain't around. And then I'm just hot and bothered even more. And it's not rightful.
Well, I know, but it's all in fun. It's just all in fun. I mean, what will we do?
Well, I will watch a movie.
Oh, girl, you know what? That's no day done ruined you. Done ruined. You're just ruined now.
No, it didn't ruin me. I'm disciplined enough to stop and do something else. But the thing about it is that it's working my brain, you know. You always want your brain to be working. So, you know, and it's just working my brain. It's a good thing, though.
Well, yeah, okay. If you can sit up here and you can figure out how you can find and work in it, then, yeah, you can do it. Yes, I always look at different things and find motivation and inspiration from it and stuff, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you can always find inspiration and motivation in all kinds of things, you know, so. But we're going to talk about some movies tonight, and we're going to talk a little bit about politics. We're going to talk a little bit about all kinds of stuff, but I definitely wanted to go over some of the movies. And I want to find out what you all's favorite things to do when you have a snow day. And so, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a little break because, you know, I love to share music that I tune into and listen to that motivate me, speak something to me, and all of that good stuff. And so we're going to start the night out with Mary J. Blige. Guys, if you haven't heard, she's been nominated for an Oscar. And, hey, let me tell you this. I've been tuning into the you know, tuning into the whole movie mania thing since I was snowed in. And I will tell you what, Oscar So White, the boycott protest that we did last year for Oscar So White, actually, I believe, guys, really did work because we have a lot of African Americans up for Oscar nominations this year. So this year, 2018, Oscars is not going to be so white. It's going to be multicolored. So it's a beautiful thing, and it's a beautiful thing that America is moving forward in diversity, and so it's a beautiful thing. So with that being said, here's Mary J. Doubt. Guys, if you have dreams, never doubt in yourself, okay? Believe in yourself. Always strive. Always know that, hey, if God said it, it's a done dollar, okay? It's a done deal. It's a done deal, and so you got to know that. All right, when God gives you a vision and God gives you a dream, you got to know that when he said it, hey, it was set in stone and can't nothing take it away. All right, his word has been tested, his word has been proven, and hey, his word has been tried. All right, and so if you doubt, don't doubt in yourself. Believe in what God said, and hey, keep moving forward because it's 2018. Guys, it's a year of great things, okay? It's a year of great things. So I'm going to share some music that motivates me and inspires me. And hopefully it'll inspire and motivate you. We'll be back right after this. Mary J. Blige, Doubt.
Yes, yes, yes. Mary J. Blige, doubt, doubt. You can no longer doubt in yourself, guys. Not only am I speaking to you, but I am also speaking to myself. They say that, hey, most people that teach things that we need to learn. And so, anyway, just letting you know that, hey, I struggle just like you. And, hey, we all have a struggle in this life, you know. But, hey, we can all make it through if we don't doubt in ourselves. Am I right, sister?
Girl, you right. You're preaching.
Well, I ain't trying to preach.
Well, girl, you're preaching. Okay, I'm just going to tell you, you're preaching a message right there. I just heard that song. And I said, there ain't nothing but the Lord singing through that chant. I mean, that's a word right there. I love the words in the song. It just ministers to you right then and there.
Well, yeah, it does. And that's why I listen to certain type of music, you know what I'm saying? Because it speaks something to me. And it's encouraging, you know what I'm saying? And if you're not motivated by that song, man, something's wrong with you. I mean,
man, you are. I'm telling you, I'm motivated. I felt like I was in church all day. I ain't playing. Then you, sister. Coach it. Well, I mean, I am a Mary J. fan. I have listened to Mary J. for a very, very long time, and I have not ran across one song of hers that I did not enjoy. So, Mary J., hats off. You did it again, girlfriend. You did it again.
She did it again, I'm telling you. She knows the music to, man, motivate you, you know, help you through some things and everything. Just, you know, hey, I'm every woman. You know what I'm saying? And so just knowing that women are making music that help other women is just a powerful, powerful platform. And she's using the platform for a great thing. And she's nominated for an Oscar in the movie Mudbound. And so hats off, Mary J. Awesome job.
Awesome. Awesome. I love the song. Girl, you just be turning me on to some music I ain't never heard before. But I'm going to add that to my playlist. You need to send me that song, too.
Okay, so I'm going to send you that song.
Yes, me too, Shane. Me too.
Okay, I got y'all. I got you. Now, we're going to talk about some movies, okay? I looked at all kinds of movies. I'm talking about from comedies to drama to action to cartoons to... I looked at all kinds of movies. I just did. Because I was snowed in. And, yeah, I could drive on it, but, I mean... You know, if I didn't have to go nowhere, I wasn't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? I was not going nowhere. So I took advantage of the snow and the ice, and I didn't go nowhere. I saved that gas. Okay.
I don't think the gas is there.
I know. That's why I stay at home. But anyway, so, you know, it's the winter time and stuff. And so the majority of, you know, when you kind of want to hibernate, you know, and, you know, it's cold outside and stuff. And so, you know, you look forward to those days where you can hibernate and, you know, watch movies and just catch up with the latest, you know, when it comes to entertainment. So one of the movies, and then we're going to talk about this one, is Snatched. I don't know if you guys have seen this movie. It's with Amy Schumer and Goldie Hawn, and it's a comedy of a mother and daughter going out, and they're taking a trip, right? And, a lot of hilarious things happen in the movie. And anyway, but they make it back. They're safe. They're good. They have adventure together. And so it was a very, very funny movie.
Yeah, it was funny. That one girl, she is so funny to me. I like her, though. I've seen her on her show on HBO, too. She had a comedy show.
Yeah, I know. That's what she, I like her, too. She's a funny comedian, too. And so, anyway, yeah, we got to, you know, kind of critique that. So what did you think about the movie, sister?
Well, I liked it. And you're right, it was funny. It was very funny. The bathroom scene, when they opened up the door and she was sitting there and she was cleaning up her vajayjay, girl, that was funny to me. Ooh, that was funny to me. And then that boy said she thought he was gone. He still was there. That was funny to me.
Yeah, it was. That was a funny scene. I remember that scene.
So, Coochie Queen, what did you think?
Well, I thought that the adventure was really good. And I was glad because they figured out how to escape. And, you know, usually in movies, you don't see many, you know, I don't mean to sound racist, but you don't see many white girls getting away. Usually they're the ones that get killed. Well, usually the black people get killed first in horror movies. But, you know, they were able to get away and run to freedom, or at least a little while. Then they had more adventure, but it was a good storyline. And it kept me engaged. I didn't go to sleep.
Okay, all right. And that's the most important part with a movie is the storyline. You know what I'm saying? You don't want people going to sleep. You know what I'm saying? So you want them to pay attention to what you're, you know, portraying in the film. So good storyline. Everybody thought it was funny. Okay, so Snatched is a shoe-in for you guys to watch. Everybody agree?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so everybody agrees that is the movie you should watch. That is a show. And it's funny. It is funny. And Goldie Hawn, you remember her in Wildcat. Y'all remember that movie? She was a football coach. So I've watched her, like, for years. Just like, gosh, I remember her movies from way back. And she looks fantastic. She looks great, guys. She still looks good. So, anyway, that's one that you guys can watch. It is good. So, yeah, thumbs up over here. Logan, you know, I am an X-Men fan, okay? And Wolverine is, like, one of my favorites. And you remember Halle Berry when she played Freeze? It was one of my favorites, too. And a lot of them are my favorites, you know. But, because I like X-Men. But Hugh Jackman, it's an action. It's a mutant girl that he's trying to save, but Wolverine is, like, you know, weak in this version of Wolverine, you know. Usually if he gets a wound, you know, it doesn't affect him. He always comes back. So it's a serum that he has to take to get the strength of the X-Men Wolverine that we've seen in the previous X-Men movies. So, but it's a very, very good storyline also. What did you ladies think?
I liked it. That little girl, now she was something there for. She was a fighter. I'm telling you, she was a fighter. You know? So, it was a really good storyline. And then all the other children. And so it was like a whole little, just amazing, talented children. And it was more about children in this movie. So I liked it. I did. And we watched it more than once. So we really liked it. Yeah.
Yeah, we did watch it more than once, didn't we?
Well, we got something else out of it the next time, too. So it just brought up more and more conversation and meaning behind the movie. You know?
I know, exactly. So that's one reason why I like to sit up and watch movies and stuff, so we can sit up here and talk about, you know, the concept of movie and stuff, and storyline and all that good stuff. Okay, so thumbs up. Agree?
Yes, I agree with everyone in their comments of the movie and what they said. And yes, it was a good movie. And Hugh Jackman, he is glass of water. Refreshing. Refreshing to see him any movie, anytime. Yes.
Okay, Coochie. All right. Well, we see how you feel about Hugh Jackman. Okay. Loving. Now that was another movie. Joel Edgerton. He also played MLK in Selma. I've seen him in that movie also. Did you all see that also? You know, what did you guys think about that? This was a time where Virginia didn't accept interracial marriage.
Well, being in a time of you know, racism and the civil rights movement, and we're fighting for our rights. I was going to brought back to those memories of the division and how the color lines separated us. And so I'm glad that we're in 2018 and we've made progress, but we've still got more progress to make. And so it brought back a lot of memories, but I do remember that being a factor. And so people were affected by that. And love really has no color. No, love is love. Yes, I agree. Love is love. And it was a beautiful story. Hated the separation of the family with the newborn baby, but eventually they were able to get back together. But yes, it was in an African country. And so seeing it from their perspective was enlightening, and what they went through also. So as a thumbs up for me. Thumbs up for me too. Okay.
All right. Well, and that was more of a drama. And so, yeah, I enjoyed that one also. It was kind of like a different era also. Why Him is a comedy. It's funny. Why Him has James Franco. You know, he's had some issues with sexual harassment also. Hate that because it's such a funny movie. Zoe Deutsch and Bryan Cranston, and he's an overprotective businessman, father. James Franco wants to marry his daughter, and he's a wealthy guy. He pulls out all the stops to propose. And it's kind of funny. It's so funny. What did you guys think of it?
I thought the little boy was so weird, but it was funny. And you could tell he really didn't care about the girl, but he was so weird. I mean, I'm just like, he's so weird.
But it was funny, though. And he would just everything was just big.
Yes, everything was big. I mean, but the funny part was when he had the doves and they flew over them, but it started out being very pretty, and then they started pooping all over them.
Yes, I do remember.
Yes, that was funny. Oh, my. Oh, my. That was just hilarious. Oh, yes.
That was funny. So, thumbs up on that one. That was a funny show, movie. You have to see that. Then we went back, okay, and we saw Screwed, you know, with Dave Chappelle and, you know, the overworked, underpaid, steals his boss's dog and asks for like a $5 million ransom. And then his boss ends up getting kidnapped and he ends up saving his boss, all that. Anyway, so it's a funny little movie. And I'm sure everybody has seen that one.
Yeah, it was funny. And they were silly, though. It was almost like Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, it was. But
and then that boy was just throwing the lamps at everybody. He was just hitting people's head.
I know.
That was funny. That was funny to me.
Yes, that was funny to me too, darling. That was funny to me.
Okay, and then we watched the Robin Hoods, okay? We watched the Prince of Thieves. We watched Men in Tights.
Yes, the Men in Tights was funny to me. It was more like a comedy. And the Prince of Thieves was more like a drama action, more like. So it was a different it was a different contrast between both of the movies, even though they were still Robin Hood, I thought.
Yeah, I thought the same thing, and I did enjoy them both. You know, it passed the time, I'm telling you. And so I enjoyed both of them, but yes, Men in Tights was funny. Dave Chappelle, he ended up being the sheriff, and everybody was tripping. So I'm like, you're going to have a black sheriff? He was like, it worked in that other movie. I'm like, oh, yeah, it did work in that other movie. So anyway, he ended up having control, Men in Tights. So that was funny. We even watched cartoons. Yeah, we watched cartoons. Okay, look, let's take a break because I want to play some more music before we get out of here. It is 2018 and stuff, and so I am playing something brand new. You guys know Neo. He's written a lot of songs. He's come up with some good music, and he's an Arkansas boy. That's right. You know, great things come out of Arkansas. And so anyway, he has a new song. It's called Look at Me. And so we'll be right back after this. He's always, you know, writing good stuff. So I'm always keeping up with him and seeing what he's got in the works and stuff. And so it's good to see he's got some more music out here. So Sinbad, Legend of the Sea. Yeah, it was a cartoon. We watched that. That was a thumbs up for us. Ice Princess was a great one also. Kim Cattrall. Also, we watched Sex and the City. I figured out that I'm more of like the Carrie. I'm more of the Carrie. I'm more of the Carrie in the group, you know.
crazy about my Mr. Big. Want to write love stories.
Yeah, I know.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. What's one in that love, sweet love, honey? Okay? You do you, honey. Don't you apologize.
Oh, I ain't apologizing. I'm just, you know, just saying it, you know. That I mean, when we were watching it. So who do you think you are, sister, in the group?
Well, I think I'm more like, I don't think I'm like none of them helpful.
Oh. You ain't like none of them.
No. I can't find myself in none of them. I'm trying. But I can't. I'm like, okay. But, no. I still, no. I'm probably like the maybe you need to put me in like the haves and the have nots or something like that, you know? You need to put me in something like that, then I'd probably find myself in something like that or all my children or something like that. I could probably find myself in something like that. Or Jeopardy, I could find myself in something like that. Or
that, well, sister, okay, I got your point.
Okay, well, I was just trying to make sure you understood, you know. So you asked the question, I was just answering it.
Well, I know, okay, well, Coochie, did you find yourself as someone, you know, could you identify with a character?
Well, I am more like a Samantha. And why I say that is because I'm a sex expert. I have like the coaching news and relationship news. So, you teach what you need to learn. Ain't that what you said, sister? Well, yeah, I did. Or Shay said it. Somebody on the show said it.
I don't know if I said it or not, but I may have said it. Anyway, yeah, you're right. Somebody on the show did say that.
So, I think I would probably be the Samantha, but I do have some Charlotte in me. I am a mama.
Okay, all right, well, you know, we see each other in there. I think I have some Charlotte, too. I think I have some Miranda, too, because I do, like, sometimes work a lot sometimes. So, you know, it's good when I can chill out, relax, and, you know, rest my brain. Okay, so, oh, yeah, we were talking about the Ice Princess, weren't we? Well, I tell you one thing that I did like about the Ice Princess. It was a great storyline. I mean, I thought it was a great storyline. It was about young girls ice skating. And so, anyway, but one of the young ladies, I remember her playing in Remember the Titans. And I thought it was so funny because, see, she was a little girl when she played in Remember the Titans. And they had won a victory. And she had a scene after that hugging. And she did that same scene in The Ice Princess. And so you have to, like, love movies to kind of know that and recognize that same scene. But I did notice that scene in that movie. And so that's one of the reasons why I did like The Ice Princess. I did like the storyline, but I did like that the same character that did that scene as a little girl got an opportunity to do that scene again as a young lady in another movie and stuff. So that was an awesome thing. Also, Back to the Future. We saw Back to the Future. Yeah. Wouldn't you love to have a time machine and go back and change stuff? Oh, my gosh. Wouldn't that, like, be amazing? That would be amazing if you... Yeah.
You know, I would have changed a lot of stuff. I would have changed grades, diplomas, degrees, account numbers. Girl, I would have changed it all. I sure would have, credit rating. I would have went back and changed it all. I would have got all the lottery numbers, too. They would have hated me, girl. I would have won every lottery. Every week, I would have won.
What about you, Coochie?
Oh, darling, don't we all want to change that? Oh, my gosh. Don't we all want to roll back the hands of time? Yes, I would like roll back the hands of time. Yes, I would have less wrinkles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I totally understand. Yeah, so that was something that we did. So what are you, and then we saw Going in Style, Morgan Freeman, Michael Caine, Alan Arkin. That was a good one. That was kind of funny. Yeah, it was funny. I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it too. It was good to see senior citizens doing something, you know, and it just shows you that you can have longevity in the acting world, and we love, you know, the voice of Morgan Freeman gets us every time. That man can talk. I'm telling you, he's like the Barry White of acting. Yes, he is.
Yeah, he is. I mean, you know that voice, you know, and it's like the voice. This is the voice. You know his voice. And so, and it's a soothing voice. So, yes. Okay. So, we're going to play something else before we get out of here and run out of time. This is something else. This is one of my motivational songs also. And so, always know that, hey, if you fall down in life, always know that you'll rise up. Okay? Sister, then you want to share something?
Yes, the Bible says that a righteous man will fall 70 times 7, but God will rise him back up every time. Every time. So, just know that if you fall, He'll raise you up, honey. He'll raise you up. Your head's injured that day with rising. Because the Lord is rising us up, His people.
All right. And so, anyway, this is a song that I listen to. It's a motivational song, man. Listen to what she says in the song. If you're going through, just know, hey, you can rise up above anything, man. Ain't nothing too hard for our Father, okay? And ain't nothing too hard for us, as He never gives us anything and no more than what we can bear. So stay strong, stay focused, stay prayed up, and know that you, too, can rise up, okay? So stay strong, and we're loving you here. Say your name, friend. We'll be right back after this, baby. After this.
You're broken down and tired. Living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Ooh, mountains, we gon' walk it out, and ooh, mountains, and I'll rise up. Silence is a quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. we have each other. And for that we have each other. I will rise a thousand times again, and we'll rise up. I like the waves. We'll rise up in spite of the ache. We'll rise up, and we'll do it a thousand times again.
I know, sister. I'm telling you, this is motivation right here. This is motivation. This is motivation music right here, man. I'm telling you, if this music doesn't speak to you, hey, something's wrong, man. I'm telling you, this music is off the chain right here, man. So anyway, get your movie on, okay? You don't have nothing else to do. You know what I'm saying? You want to know what to do, man? Look, look. We just gave you some good shows to watch. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, find the meaning behind it. You know what I'm saying? It's not just a movie you can watch. You know what I'm saying? It's a movie that you can just see things in. You know what I'm saying? So it has a message in the movie. So look at the movies, you know. And so a little bit in politics before we get up out of here. We got about 5 minutes. And so anyway, or 5 seconds, I guess. In politics, man, we have got to pass DACA, man. Come on. Guys, it's got kids here that have been raised here, grew up here. And this is the land of opportunity. This is America. And so, anyway, hopefully the government doesn't shut down. And hopefully we can get a deal done for these immigrants that have been here and stuff, and we can get a deal passed, and everybody can be Gucci, be cool, okay? All right, we just want everybody to be cool, all right? And we will all rise up, guys. We're gonna go out with that. Well, you know what? I'm gonna go out with Tasha Cobbs featuring Nicki Minaj. I'm getting ready, you know, because, guys, this has all been about motivation, just enjoying just a little bit of entertainment and just enjoying your life. You know, sometimes you just get so serious and so stressed out and so pent up about what's going on in the world. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's a lot of tension, you know, but sometimes we just need to just let go, let God, and know that, hey, you know what I'm saying? I can't control things, but guess what? The controller of the universe can. All right, and so when we just put it in his hands and we just let him do what he does and we do what we do, all right, and that's staying motivated, staying positive, making sure our energy is flowing in the right way so we can attract the right things into our lives so we can accomplish our purpose in the earth, then, hey, we on the right track, okay? We on the right track, and, hey, ain't no stopping you, okay? And so for those of you all that are on that frequency with me, get ready. All right? This is Tasha Cobbs featuring Nicki Minaj. Gospel merging with hip hop. Now that's what's up. Where there is unity, there is God. What an awesome thing. All right. Until next week, guys. Love someone. Motivate someone. Live more life. Laugh more. All right? And if no one has told you they love you, we love you.
Love you, darling. Love you, child of God. Love you.
Yes, darling, we love you. We love you, and we'll see you next week.
Yes, we will. We'll see you next week, and we're going out with I'm Getting Ready, Tasha Cobbs featuring Tasha Cobbs Leonard featuring Nicki Minaj.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting ready. Something I've never seen. Prophesy.
That part of the Red Sea. Multi-million dollar commercials for Pepsi. From food stamps to more ice and Gretzky. I don't gotta talk, the Lord defends me. I watch them all fall for going against me. 'Cause me and all my angels shot the devil up. While you was trying to pull me down, I leveled up. I leveled up twice, I leveled up three times. He tapped them and told them she's mine. So even when I cried, I knew I'd be fine. Prepared for a miracle blessing in these times. I praise them, raise them, name it, claim it. Every tongue that rises up against me, shame it. I breathe success in and out my lungs. Got the power of life and death coming out my tongue.
Get ready for overflow. Yeah, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. God's doing a new thing. Get ready for overflow. You've been waiting. You've been praying. You've been pressing. You've been fasting. God's doing a new thing. Get ready for overflow. Something I've never seen.